This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Back here on a Monday, good morning and welcome to the program. Hope you had a great weekend. We're heading into a busy week. There's a lot going on. But Sunday, September 26th, from noon to 3 p.m. at the main pavilion in Fairview Park, there will be a community celebration event for Hispanic Heritage Month. And Richland Community College's Dr. Z joins us on this Monday morning. Happy to have you with us here today. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Brian and Nick. Happy Monday to you. Thanks for having me back on the show.
Oh, good to have you anytime you want. Tell me how this all started and how this came together.
it started with a group of organizers in the community wanting to come together, talk about how can we build a stronger Hispanic Latinx community in Decatur. You know, when you think about our census data, you know, there's about 2.4% individuals identify Hispanic in the area. I know at Richland, our Hispanic population is 3.8. DPS is a little higher at 4.1, and Millikan's at 5. And so there is a community here in Decatur. And so what we wanted to do was come up with an idea to organize this community so that we can showcase our Hispanic culture and tradition for all. And so a small group came together, and we decided that, you know, September 26th falls right into the National Hispanic Heritage Month celebration, which begins September 15th to October 15th. And we just looking for a venue. And we found a venue with the Park District and all of our support with them. And we're excited for the event. As you mentioned, it's going to be rich with music, dance, culture, kid-friendly games. It's going to be a community event, which we hope will be something that we do every year.
That sounds fantastic. Why do you suppose we're so divided these days and we're not curious about people's culture? We're not curious about what they add to the mix. We just sort of like divide ourselves up. I get so disappointed in behavior on social media. I know people in your community have felt this sort of like a lot of anger, particularly when it comes to the debate about immigration or what to do in this. I don't know when we got away from kind of just welcoming everybody to the tent. I feel sometimes like we've regressed in that way.
Right, and which is surprising, right? When you think about, you know, the community that we live in Macon County, we're so supportive and inclusive, and we rally around initiatives, whether it's the food drive or healthcare. And so I just think it's providing awareness. I think that's the baseline. And so we hope with this event that we do start to provide awareness, and we're here. I mean, you think about we're here, we're everywhere, right? I mean, you think about the Hispanic Latinx population, and we're not just in restaurants. I mean, we're educators, we're business owners, we work in healthcare. And so we're here, and we're contributors to the community. And so our families are here, our community is here, and so we want to celebrate that. And I think it's awareness. And so hopefully this event does provide awareness. It's open to everyone. We'll have guest speakers. We'll have a cultural fair, music, food, and what more do you want?
No, it's a day. I can't wait. So you're inviting everyone, right, to come out and participate.
Absolutely. This is for the community. We are part of the community. You know, and we believe that when you continue to work and collaborate together, we can build a better future for all of us. You know, in Spanish, it sounds a lot simpler. You know, juntos somos mejores, which means, you know, together we're better. And so that's what we want to do.
No doubt about it. 12 to 3, it's at the Big Pavilion in Fairview Park.
Absolutely. 12 to 3. Please bring the family out. Bring the children out. It is outdoors. Again, with, you know, the COVID guidelines, we will do our best to follow all of those restrictions and guidelines. But it is outdoors. We're going to have a good time. Bring your dancing shoes. Bring your appetite. Come and support some of these food trucks. But more importantly, bring an open mind. So you get exposed to the culture, to the music, and to the people of the community.
All right. Talk to me about some of the food.
Oh, man. Tacos, birria, quesadillas. Hopefully we get some tortas and enchiladas. I mean, those are my favorites. But yeah, it's going to be rich in food. Spicy and non-spicy, you know, I like medium spice, to be quite honest, but, you know, some of my community members, they love the spice and the heat, and so you know, they'll have plenty of hot sauce if you like that, mild sauce if you like that, but more importantly, come with an open mind. Again, we're going to have activities for the kids. There's going to be local artists doing caricatures for the community. Again, music, food. We'll be there at Richland as a community table providing awareness about our programs for the community. So we're excited for it.
All right. That local artist, Ed Lozano, is really good at the characters. That'll be fun. What is a pinata raffle?
So a piñata, you know what a piñata is.
Of course.
I'm sure you do.
Yes. Right?
And so a raffle, what we do is we have a piñata maker locally who's going to be donating some piñatas. And so we'll have like a raffle where, you know, if you come in, you put your name in the drawing, you can get away with taking home one of these one-of-a-kind piñatas.
Very cool. I can't wait to see you out there. And I thank you for all your work. I know the committee, you know, it's not easy to put together these events. It takes a lot of work, and I'm sure there's a lot of people that have been helping with the cause.
There has been. There has been many people, and we want to thank everyone's involvement and participation. And it is a community event. You know, we're busy at Richland as well. We have, of course, this Wednesday, we're getting our impact grant check from the Community Foundation in Macon County.
Very cool.
With a collaboration with Crossings. We're excited about that. Saturday, we have our Operation Obstacle Race to help provide awareness for veteran suicide. And then right around the corner, October 18th, is when we start registration for the new semester. So we're quite busy as well, but community is at the forefront of what we do, and I'm happy to work in an organization that allows for that.
Community celebration event honoring Hispanic Heritage Month this Sunday, 12 to 3, at the main pavilion in Fairview Park. Dr. Z, we appreciate you. Thank you very much, and we'll see you Sunday. Looking forward to this.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.